This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
We were just talking off air about your insurance for the car insurance, Carson.
I finally met a man that bought an extended warranty.
Yeah,
it's Carson.
I'm telling you, and you know what? It saved my life.
I've never known anybody to ever buy the extended warranty for their car. I just met one. Yeah. It's him.
It's worth it.
Yeah,
it is.
I don't know if it's worth it or, well, it is for you, yeah, obviously, yeah, with the situation you're in today. But I don't know, one way or the other. I've never looked into it, so I have no idea which way it goes. But this is about homeowners insurance. There's a story this morning of a guy that has, well, no, it's a woman, actually. She's had her insurance canceled because they flew a drone over her house and they found a small puddle of water on her roof. And so they canceled her. She'd been paying for 30 years. Now, I don't know about you. I've never, ever filed a home ownership policy.
I haven't either.
I've never filed.
I even had a leak and I didn't file.
Think of how long you've been paying.
I know. Forever.
And never to use it. I'm scared to use it.
Yeah. Everybody is right now, especially with the insurance companies, the way they're upside down with all the hurricanes and stuff.
Yes.
I'm with you. I'm tippy-toeing.
And it feels like that with homeowners insurance, and I may not have any clue on this, but it feels to me like that if I get canceled by the insurance company, nobody will pick me up.
I know.
Once I'm canceled.
Well, so I'm on all the next doors in every single town because I'm nosy.
Yeah.
And like right now in, I think it's like Larkspur and Morrison and all those places that are heavily wooded. A lot of people are being canceled for fire insurance because of what happened in Golden. Mm. And so people are being canceled. And I guess there are brokers. There's like a, you know, you can try, but man. A lot of people aren't having any luck at all.
You know, and part of it's in conversation with you, but you know, I'm finishing a basement right now.
Yeah.
We are doing everything we can to follow the code.
Yeah.
Everything I can, simply because I don't want them to come in and for some reason deny with insurance, and then all of a sudden I'm out with insurance because they don't want to cover something that doesn't fit code. I am so meticulous with this right now. And to start the project, I wasn't. It was like, okay, you know, I don't need a permit. I'll just build that sucker out. But now it's like, okay, we need to do it right.
So you know that hurricane we were in Florida?
Yeah.
Didn't they, Debbie, or was it Debbie? I think it was Debbie.
I don't know.
Kathy? I don't know. Anyway, BJ and I were in Florida at the same time. I guess 70% of those claims were denied. And that was a little hurricane.
How do they get denied? What causes
I don't,
that?
I have no idea.
That's crazy to me. Yeah.
Maybe a lot of it was flood and they didn't have separate policy for flood insurance.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of with this basement, is that if I do something wrong and it's not the code, that if something happened down the road,
it'll be void.
They come in and go, well, that's your fault. You didn't do this to code. And all of a sudden, I'm out. Completely out. And I think insurance companies, man, they just look for that out.
They do. But I also get I get both sides, because they're paying out billions of dollars right now with fires and all the hurricanes. I don't know how they're floating. I mean, even staying.
Well, especially with those back-to-back hurricanes.
Yeah. I mean, oh, my God. So I kind of, as a company.
I don't know the numbers, but I know you've dealt with the insurance issues. I know Spadil.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine, I mean, you've gone through insurance companies. They suck.
So the lady that hit me, she had LASIK surgery and her eyes were dilated, right? And so she's like, I'm so sorry. I couldn't see you. My eyes are dilated. And so so they told me, Allstate, who was doing their side or whatever, told me I'm 30% at fault.
Yeah.
What?
How does that make any sense? Yeah.
She said, because I said the wrong words, because I said I didn't see her. I said, how could I see her? My front of my car was already past her. She ran into my side. And she said, well, you said you didn't see her, so that's your fault. So you're 30% responsible.
That's crazy. That's
exactly. You said you didn't see her.
My eyes are dilated.
What? She said she was blind.
I know.
Which one outweighs the other? I didn't see her because she was to my side. Well, I was blind. That's why I rammed her. Hello.
I know.
But they
You have to do is you have got to get cameras for your cars. Because I didn't realize this, in parking lots, we're all like just walking, just because the other insurance said, well, it was in the parking lot.
Yeah, when I got hit by the Uber driver in our parking lot here, that was the biggest hurdle, was just trying to prove that this dude had hit me.
Yeah,
and that he was at fault. Yeah.
Yeah. So
the cops won't show up if it's in the parking lot.
Doesn't your car have cameras?
No, it has cameras, but it doesn't record.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It just doesn't record.
They should put that standard.
I know. That's why we all need to buy Teslas.
I've got a camera in mind, but it's third party.
Third party.
But yeah, I keep mine running all
my
the time.
My eyes are dilated. 30% my fault.
I like having a camera because if you've got a camera, you can always erase it and say it wasn't on if it's your fault. It's perfect.
I like it.
It's almost like having a one-way street.
Yeah.
That it's only mine because it's my property. I can erase it if I'm at fault. And if you're at fault, I leave that sucker on there and give it to the police.
But don't you think that going back to what your original story was, that it's a little shady that they're going over roofs, that these insurance companies, and they're like, uh-oh, they're going to need one soon. Yep, let's
drop them before
let's
they
cancel
put
it.
In the claim.
It's wrong because everything ages, okay? Yeah. Everything
look
ages.
Look at my face.
Right. I mean, typical. Look at Jamie's face, for example. She has to Botox every now and then. I mean, you got to get it done.
Right? You got
it. But you take a house, let's say you put a roof on it. 10 years later, they're flying a drone over, and they see a couple of shingles up
missing.
There that are flapping.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they cancel you.
I agree. That's
I mean, everything
shady.
Wears
it.
It's outdoors. It's going to wear.
Yeah. But they're like,
man, they're coming. Yeah, they're using these drones.
Now, every time I hear a drone, I'm going to think they're looking at my roof.
Plus, I guess there's a big infringement here with the Privacy Act.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. I mean, they literally can watch you as you're maybe lying out in the sun in the backyard or by your pool.
That's hot.
And get that on tape. Get that on, their drone footage.
Are there any rules? Is there a Privacy Act with drones?
Nope.
I didn't think
not
so.
Not that I know of.
We have one that flies around all the time and it creeps me out.
Plus, there's the problem of, do you own the air above your house? Like, how high up do you own on your property? So...
I own it all the way to space.
Over it or not?
Yeah. I'll tell you what I own. All the way to space. That's the way I look at it. I look at the property, the air above your house you own.
No.
Because I watched I watched that New York show about real estate.
Yeah.
They actually have to, they have certain rules about the space.
I know.
How much
it
they,
is, yeah, it is
I forgot what they
estate.
Say. Yeah,
yeah,
in real estate.
Well, the airport owns theirs. I can own mine.
I feel like we sound really
airport.
Stupid.
Yeah, come on.
They own their airspace.
We're all of this wrong.
I don't know what the rules
are.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.